Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Before we get to PMI, how was the Daughtry concert? Was it good?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, it's funny because, like, Josh and I went to the Fillmore on Saturday to go meet Daughtry as well. So it was like a meet and greet, and then we also had the show to go check out. It's funny how different artists have, like, their crew, right? And they have the person who's, like, doing the entire
in charge of everything.
Greet. She's in charge of everything. Sure. And she's trying to get, there are 50 people there to meet Daughtry, and she is trying to get everybody in a line and everybody minding their P's and Q's.
It's like a wedding coordinator.
Let's go.
Kind of.
And this lady is a little ball of stress. She is so anxious. She made me anxious. She made everyone anxious. It was just,
there was a lot of, can we please take two steps back, people?
Close to me. It's like, well, what do you think's gonna happen? People just want to see
Daughtry. What is this, a line dance?
You are not who we're here to see, lady. But she was very intense, and at one point, because, like, it is our job to grab a lot of picture and social media content so we can create a story of what happened, and I'm just, like, in the mindset of doing that, like, this is what I do, and, like, I'm getting the video of us walking in, right? So that's the typical, like, you get pictures of your feet walking, and then you bring it up, and, oh, my God, we're at the Fillmore. And I'm doing that, and all of a sudden she comes up, and she's like, if you could, like, not do that, actually, please. And I was like, whoa.
What, take pictures of your feet?
Yes.
Is there a venue?
She was very intense about everything.
She's like, phones away.
So then I had to put the phone away. And then, again, like, Josh has his friend Nate with him, and I randomly found someone in line to come with me. That's a whole nother story, but we're just standing there and we're like, okay, so I need to get a picture with my friend. Josh needs to get a picture with his friend. And then Josh and I need to get a picture together because we do a show for the radio station. And she was like, oh no, we can only do a combo of two. And she does the thing like Chris Farley where she's like turning the two around. And I was like, oh my gosh. And
you're like, relax, it's Daughtry.
Yeah. And it's like, I was trying to tell her too, like, we looked like we were in one group, but we were two separate groups. Josh has his passes. I have my pass. So actually,
well, then did you guys just flip?
But, like, I did not want to have to explain this to this lady because she was already on one.
She was like about 2 seconds away from a mental breakdown.
Oh my
it seemed
gosh.
Like.
You're and like, Daughtry.
It also seemed like she had.
Relax.
48 espresso shots.
I know.
And like, so
my
was,
gosh.
So then
it was very stressful for her.
Yeah, she's like, and don't hug them. Whatever you do, don't hug them. Unless you ask them. Just ask them if they want to be hugged. I'm like, what is happening? So then she, like, gets us around the curtain, and she's like, okay, these two first, and then we'll get all four of them together. And then it's like, we're shaking everybody's hands, and I don't even know who's who. At this point, I'm just like, hi, I'm Katie. And then Daughtry looks at us, and he's like, thanks for taking time to, and just to make everything even more crazy, I add, you talk to our friend Nina. And he's like, oh, yeah.
He's like, nice, don't remember.
It was such a cluster, the whole thing. And I don't even really remember meeting him. Like,
no.
I know we took a
picture.
Where's
the pictures?
I don't know where the pictures are.
We don't know where the pictures are.
Pictures are lost. We're trying to find.
They're in
the
ether.
They're in the cloud.
We can't take a picture with our phone. That was the other thing. They made a really big deal about.
You're like, but it's Daughtry.
Yes, but we tried to explain that too. We're like, hey, we are a radio station. We want to get these pictures and stuff.
She's like, sure.
She was like, if you even take that phone out.
Like, not buying it at
you.
All, but, you know, the whole, like, I love the Fillmore. It's been so long since I've been back there.
Great venue.
I think the last time I was at the Fillmore was like 11 years ago.
Is that the one where there's no seating, you just stand?
It's
uncomfortable for me.
On the main floor,
you just stand.
So then, like, that was at 4:30, and the show didn't even start until after 6. So we're just like, so now what do we do? You know, we hung out a little bit. But after the show started, I have to say my favorite, P.O.D., they know how to perform.
So P.O.D. was there?
The nation, we are.
Well, you should have started with that.
I know. Well,
holy crap, that's like high school for me.
It's so funny. So P.O.D. opened, then it was Daughtry, then it was Seether. So the show was
could have eliminated Daughtry,
lineup. I know. Like,
if I had just gone for POD and Seether, I had
know.
No idea.
It was insane. So, like, my friend Amy and I, we sat because, you know, POD's got click, click, boom. Like, they have so many songs
I forgot about POD.
I know. So it was a great time. And then, you know, in the middle of all of it is World Series Game 7. And so it's like that night was
a cluster.
Just, woo.
Very busy night.
And then the clocks changed. What?
Oh, my God.
Did we do it? Did we save the daylight?
It's safe and sound, Katie. It's safe.
And we still don't know where the pictures are of Daughtry.
Still don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was a good time, though. It was a good time.
I bet
time.
You that lady went in and deleted your pictures. Just because you were a pain in the butt. She's
probably
click delete.
Oh, that lady probably hates
Genzu.
Us. Like, man, she made me anxious. I was like,
well, I'm glad you had a heck of a time.
We did. It was still fun.
Good
it was
for
a good
you.
Time. Yeah.
Right on. POD.
I know. POD was the best.
I had
Pod
no idea.
Was great.
I had no idea. I would have loved to have seen them. Oh, well.
Next time.
Where's my time machine?
Yeah.
Where's
next
that DeLorean?
You didn't
want
to be at the
No, I would have stayed for POD and then left.
Okay.
And they were the
standing.
First. Like, there was an opener. I don't even know her
Some
name.
Rando.
She was great. But then he was right on it. And I just have to give it to POD because they gave the itinerary of when things were going to happen. And they're like, POD is going to come on at 6:40 and he'll be on until 7:20. I am not kidding
they
you.
Nailed
6:40,
it.
Those lights came on. 7:20, they shut it down. And
right
I was
on.
Like, POD is punctual.
Punctual on duty.
I liked it a lot.
So. Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you guys had a great time. Can't wait to maybe possibly see those pictures of Daughtry.
Yes,
we'll probably don't
us
exist.
Too.
Let's hop into PMI, a positive, a minus, and something interesting this morning. Josh, you had the P, didn't you?
I did have the P, and this right. is actually a positive for a lot of people in the world. Who experience any type of pattern baldness. This actually does affect both men and women in the world, obviously the majority of men, though. But researchers have used mice studies to identify a fatty acid that triggers hair stem cell growth.
You're a fatty acid.
Well, what it does is it triggers these fatty acids using, like, dermaplaning or, like, microneedling things, and it, like, disturbs the scalp.
Okay.
And if it does that, it causes minor damages, and then they put in these fatty acids that naturally occur in the human body, but I guess get lost over time. They diminish over uh-huh. time. Well, if you disturb these or disrupt these and then add the fatty acids into the scalp, within 20 days on many, many different mice, they have regrown the patches of fur. They have these mice have problems where they can't grow hair.
Yeah.
They disturb their skin. Add these fatty acids, and it has grown patches of hair back within 20 days. They have not done the human trials yet, but they are about to do this. And this is something that is way, way cheaper than going to Turkey and getting the hair transplant and doing
yeah.
all that stuff.
Turkey.
And getting, well, Turkey is much
where
cheaper.
They,
that's
yeah.
like, that's
yeah,
like the hair
go.
Transplant capital of the
yeah.
world.
I can't just go to like...
Well, this is the difference. In Parker, Jeremy, it's $22,000. In Turkey, for
yeah,
everything, it's...
Trust a turkey hair transplant.
That's like the place to be.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yeah. They have like
so
very,
many turkey
very...
stories, Jer.
Do you go to Colorado Springs?
No.
$22,000, no. $3,000.
Can I just rub a mouse on my head?
No.
Well, you're about to be able to. You're about to be able to do that. So they're going to go to the human trials for that. But that's pretty exciting.
That is exciting.
Virtually every man in the world deals with that. And a lot of women have to deal with that, too. And that's not something that anybody wants to deal with. And if you can just rub mm-hmm. a little fatty acid on your scalp
you
and
go.
Not have to go to Turkey, Jeremy, to get the plucks and then the pokes.
I wouldn't have to pull out the Chewbacca from the shower drain anymore.
Exactly. Yeah. No more of that. I just want to see all these... mice with lion manes running around.
They have some good flow, Katie. Yeah.
Like,
they're all looking like Ace Ventura hair.
Exactly.
You
like
got
voice.
The lettuce, man. they look hilarious. Really good. They're getting all the lady mice. They're
right
really
on.
Good.
Right on. All right. Thank you, fatty acid. I have the minus. This dude named Dwayne Roberts sadly has passed away just shy of his 89th birthday.
Aww.
Who the heck is Dwayne Roberts, you're asking? Well, it is the man... credited with inventing the frozen burrito. Roberts grew up with his family
no.
in the meat business, Butcher Boy Food Products in California back in the 50s. One of the butchers there introduced him to burritos, which were mostly unknown outside of Mexican restaurants at the time. Roberts had a little light bulb moment. If people could buy frozen TV dinners, why not a frozen burrito? So he spent a couple days experimenting with ways to wrap, freeze, and package them so they could be sold, heat them up, and eat them up. In 1956, he launched his very first frozen burrito, and it took off. They said by the 80s, he was selling about 1 million burritos a day. Not too shabby.
What?
With annual sales around $80 million. Then it goes on to talk about what he did later in his life, though. But the next time you pop a frozen burrito in the microwave, remember... Mr. Dwayne Roberts, the man credited with inventing the frozen fart box there.
I feel like we should stand up and salute this
Do you
man.
Want to salute him right now?
Ever since then, we've had unevenly cooked burritos.
Can we play taps,
we
please?
We should. I have used this man's concept many, many times in my life.
I read this and I thought about you.
I don't know where we'd be without Mr. Dwayne Roberts.
Mr. Dwayne Roberts.
I just would really like
I'll send you the link. You can post about him on your Facebook
okay,
today.
Good. Thank you.
You think they wrapped him tightly like a burrito?
They should have.
They froze him, actually. He is in a tortilla in his casket, and he's frozen. Wouldn't that be awesome if that was your final wish? Yes. You're like, wrap me in a tortilla and freeze me.
It might be mine now, actually.
In honor of Dwayne Roberts.
The idea is there.
All right, one more. What's our interesting?
All right, well, chocolate pretty much makes everything better. That's what this new study says. They say that dark chocolate could boost your memory within an hour. And Japanese researchers found this. So they found that the bitter compounds can enhance memory performance after you eat it after an hour. So scientists, they say that it's because of the flavanols triggered non-adrenaline release in the brain's hippocampus.
Flavanols?
I have no idea.
Hippocampus.
Flavonoids?
See, I have flavanols. No idea.
Flavanols? Flavor
Flav. This story?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say
you can just say there's good stuff in chocolate.
There is. Well, and here's the thing is like I was reading a story just recently about how they were eating chocolate while they were taking a test and people who were eating the chocolate had much better scores. It just helps you concentrate. This study specifically is saying that our memory gets boosted when we eat chocolate. So I'm there's not
so
a
many
lot
of, benefits of
not
the chocolate.
A lot of bad things that come out, especially about the dark chocolate. So oh, I just man. I love stories that tell us the things that I think are naughty are actually good for me, and that's what this.
I
says.
Just wish it was milk chocolate.
It's
I'm
not.
A bigger
oh, I like
I know.
Dark chocolate.
I like dark chocolate too.
I do
as long as you don't go. Too far with the cocoa factor, cocoa yeah. scale or whatever yeah. it is. A good 70%. Yeah. I'm
yeah.
Bad. And then you eat it and you're happy. Like I could eat it before my mother-in-law comes over.
I'm up to like 80% dark chocolate, but the secret is to eat it with a nice little tart raspberry, right? Because it's got some sweet sugar in it.
You're
it
a
kind
tart
of
raspberry.
Enhances the dark chocolate flavor. And now we know
who
increases
are you?
My met. What?
It is a good combination.
It is a good.
It's a good combination.
The flavonoids.
You've been
and
to
all
that chocolate therapist down in downtown.
I
Littleton?
Love that place.
Nicole
so much.
Raved about that place
yes.
with the pairings and everything. And then she bought a bottle of wine and brought the chocolates at home to pair with that wine. And she hid them so the kids wouldn't eat them.
She should.
And the wine.
That's not kid chocolate.
No. So, and then we sneak it every now and then. She's like, try this with the wine. And
it's perfect.
She's like, let it melt in your mouth. It's really sexy.
That chocolate therapist knows what she's doing there. Like, that's a nice stop. If you have a chance to stop at that place downtown Littleton, do it. Because, so worth
Free
it.
Free plug.
So,
Free
I'm just
plug
saying,
Monday.
No.
I brought it up. It's fine.
You did.
There's your PMI this morning. Positive, minus, interesting with JKJ.